This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We are live today at Riverwinds for the Ron Jaworski Golf. Freddie Mitchell was a fun interview to do there.
You don't say.
Yeah, a wild card. You don't know what you're getting from Freddie. But
he's amazing.
Well, I mean, I thought a couple of interesting things he said. One, AJ's got to get 10 targets a game.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to bring that one up again because I think AJ Brown probably agrees with it. But also, don't change the offense. If it's not broke, don't fix it in terms of running the football. So we appreciate Freddie hopping on. We may have some more guests as the show goes along. We're live today again for the Ron Jaworski Golf Classic. Hunter Brody in for Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494 is the phone number. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to check in with some people that we think need some help across sports and Hugh Douglas, who last night was once again tweet storm.
No one needs help more than Hugh.
I know. We'll get to that. And before the show ends, we're going to puck it up here.
Wow.
Because I've got three hockey takes. I'm going to run by Broads.
I'm scared of
let
this.
Your grade up.
I demanded five.
Yeah. I felt like I want to flush out.
Surprised
I want to flush out the three.
I got a question for you.
I don't want to water it down.
Do you watch game one?
I did.
What'd you think? Exciting?
It was awesome.
Okay.
The first two takes came in the first 10 minutes of game one.
Oh, okay.
It was like,
all right.
Like, I just, like, they popped in my head. I was like, I'll throw my brothers.
Okay.
All right, so we'll get to that coming up. Your phone calls right now. David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Brode.
What's up,
Kyle,
David?
Kyle, do you have a mic in our out at the table today? Or
he's here.
I got a mic. I'm here.
Yeah, he's here. Alex is back in the studio. Yep.
All right. Let's hope the creek don't rise today and you guys won't have to evacuate.
Oh, yeah.
We are quite a good distance from any water, and it's not raining.
It looks beautiful
and
out.
Yeah, Hugh's out there, so we won't run away like a little coward. So
yeah, I don't think Bros would be as scared as Hugh was.
No, but I will admit I don't think I would be as nonchalant as you. No, I would be focusing the program. I'd be very, very detailed-oriented. But
I almost drowned.
You were just chilling as if the segment was more important than breathing.
Well, I mean, we were talking to Scott Fransky. We get Scott once a week, and we had business to tend to. I had to ask about Stott in the leadoff spot.
I respect it.
I probably should have moved, though. I mean, right in retrospect, it probably was a bad life decision. Anyway, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, you probably should have moved, Joe.
Yeah.
So as far as these Phillies, I will beat a dead horse here. I am so frustrated with them this year, but I did know it was coming, so I've been anticipating.
Oh, this is an I told you so, David, from Westchester Call.
Yeah, I learned from you.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And they're just not good enough. I mean, are they a good team? Sure. You know, they got good players, but they're not a team. And Dave Dombrowski needs to get off his gilded throne, wipe his fecal matter away, and fix this team, because they are not a team. They don't play like a team. They're just a bunch of guys. They're a bunch of players who some were good at one point. They're not good anymore. They just don't gel. They don't play together. They don't do what is necessary to win these games. And it's not even fun to watch. Like, if you remember a while ago, Joe, I, with every five-game win streak, I agreed to buy a ticket.
Yes.
Well, I had to buy one because they did have that five-game win streak. And so what I did, I'm going out to Pittsburgh tomorrow for the Pittsburgh game because I'm not giving them the money, but I will go to a Phillies game.
Oh, wow. So you're driving, you know, you're driving 4 hours and change to get to Pittsburgh just to see the Bills against the Pirates.
Smoking is like a great hot.
Exactly. But, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's just, you know, they're not going anywhere this year. So if you look at the International League, I think the Iron Pigs with Stubby is tearing it up right now. They're in first place, and there's no one even close to them.
You expect me to care about the standings of the Iron Pigs? Who cares?
Huh?
Who cares about the Iron Pigs in the standings? Do you care, David? You're lying.
No, because you know why? The Iron Pigs are winning and the Phillies aren't. Let's switch teams. Let's just bring all the Iron Pigs up and all the Phillies down.
That's the second time we've got that call.
We're probably a weekend away from that being like the theme on Monday. Just send them all down. David, what do you got for us? Try Day Friday, a food that's bad for you we should try.
Joe, I'm going to take you back to the days of the malls in America.
Oh,
and
wow.
You got to go with the Cinnabon. It'll kill you if you eat more than two.
It is
a good item.
Yeah, it hits a spot. They still have Cinnabons?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be a story if they were totally gone.
Yeah, no, it's not like Toys R Us where they just abandon us.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case.
I like the way you framed a business going out of business as they abandon us.
Yeah, of course.
They left us.
Yeah, we're society. They dipped on us.
But
he said something I wanted to chew on.
Okay.
It kind of relates to something Fritz was saying yesterday on Final Out, and I was following him, so I listened to you know everything he was saying. But it was, if you were, and I was one of those people in the off season that didn't believe Dave did enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at this team as a team not good enough.
Yes.
So then when they're not playing good enough, why do we have this raw, natural fire, and why are we so pissed off if this was the expectation? And my counterargument to that would be, because Dave Dombrowski assesses this roster and thinks opposite. He believes that this team is good enough. And if you asked him in the offseason, he would have believed he constructed a roster to win a title. And if that's what my president of baseball ops sees, then that's where my frustration lies. Maybe I'm less mad at Marsh and less mad at maybe the guys because they are what they are. But the frustration that I have that boils now just goes in the direction of Dave, because I can't sit back and say, well, I expected this. Someone's got to pay the price, and now it's Dave. So that's why I get angry, is because the people in charge who get paid to put the roster together to win thinks this is acceptable.
They do.
And I can't have that.
I agree with you. And like, I'm not angry at Brandon Marsh.
No,
Brandon Marsh is what he is. I'm not mad at Max Kepler. Max Kepler, he is what he is, right? He's 32. His best days are clearly behind him. He's a spot filler for whatever. I'm not really – none of the individuals, I don't think anyone's dogging it. I don't think – I never get that sense. Like, the Sixers annoy me, just to them for a second, because it feels like they quit, right? The Phillies, that's not the problem. I don't think JT's quitting. I think he's an old catcher, right? Like, JT's tough as nails. And
you don't say.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't say.
I thought he was going to start spitting up blood the other night. That looks so – but, like, I'm not mad at him that he's declining offensively. It happens to every catcher. It happens. But you're right. I mean, Dombrowski and Middleton thought they had a championship team. So now I'm gonna react on the expectation. I think that's the only fair way to do it, right?
Exactly.
Like, so I'm reacting because they don't look like a championship team.
Right. Yeah, and I kind of, and to go to another team here with the Flyers, it's I go based off of what they're selling me. And sometimes they can give you word vomit, and you got to sniff through that stuff where it's, hey, they don't really mean
this.
Well,
Dombrowski does a lot of this lately.
Yeah, but I think he believes in this roster just getting hot at the right time. He is really adamant on, if it gets to September and October and this group is playing hot, we can win a championship. And he's selling his soul on that, and I think he believes it. But you look at the Flyers, and they're in a spot where it's interesting, and at the deadline they sell off assets for first rounders, and that's what you're supposed to do. So they're preaching a rebuild, and then they make rebuild moves. So I react accordingly, and it's just based off of the expectation and the standard set by the front office and the management. And each team is in a different spot, and the way the Phillies are trying to sell this, they deem this a World Series contender, and it's just not. It flat out isn't.
You know what I always wonder about GMs, and I think it's just natural, like just real life, like, do you think he can see clearly when he believed in these players from the start? What I mean by that is, like, you and I could be honest about Trey Turner. We could just be honest. Like, he's not worth $300 million. He's a dreadful defender. He's a pretty good offensive player. Like, I'm just being totally honest. Because that's just what I see.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, like, Dave is the one that signed him. Dave's the one that believed he could stick at shortstop. I wonder if he can see what we see, even though he's a baseball guy, right? Like, he should know more than I know. But I wonder if he can see it clearly because this is his guy.
All right, well, let me throw this your way. You do analogies, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if this is
bad ones.
Or
we do
not.
Bad
yeah,
ones.
Yeah,
well,
this, maybe well this led, is led by, you know. Bad. Yeah.
Let's see if this is bad or not. But let's say you were grooming a young sports talk radio host.
Okay.
And you watched someone and you realized, wow, this kid has a real skill set. And then he starts to work in here and there and you see him and you're like, I believe in this kid. But the outsider's going, I don't see what Joe sees. But you are and you see this as a big home run hit. Do you think you'd be blinded by you really believing in him, even if he's not showing the world the same skill set that you see? Does that make sense? Is that a bad analogy?
No, it's actually a pretty good one.
Okay, thank you.
I'd probably be blinded by it.
Right. So I think to answer your question, yeah, I think Dave gets blinded by it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think Dave gets blinded by it. Just like, but
that's
Howie,
a problem.
But Howie doesn't. Howie says, "Well, Bryce, that's you stink."
You know why? That's
here.
Why Howie's better.
You're right, of course.
I mean, like, and Dave's got a good resume, but Howie's better.
Yeah. Speaking of blind,
yeah,
I think Hugh's calling in.
Is this the real Hugh Douglas? Hugh Douglas checking in from Atlanta.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Wow. How about this? Hey, Hugh, thank you so much for the day, man. I appreciate you allowing me to sit in the chair.
Oh, no, man. Hey, man, you do a great job, bro. You know, you're one of my favorites at the station, so it was kind of cool.
Well, let's cut that
to
out.
Hear that you were filling in for me, man. I appreciate that.
Well,
appreciate
of course. Listen, I'm trying my best to make the people laugh.
All right, Hugh, while we have you, I have a couple things we have to talk about. Because this, you've been chronicling your trip, and we've been following. First, let's start with Bucky's.
Yeah, the bathroom thing was out of control.
That was a wild video. I mean, you got the flush in it. You're talking about getting live. Tell us about the bathroom at Bucky's.
So, like, this Bucky's that I went to, they didn't have the stalls all the way down to the floor.
Well, that's
so
good.
That was a little different. But the bathroom was immaculate. The guy was in the bathroom, cleaned the bathroom. It was awesome. So, you know, I stopped just to show people, you know, the glory that is Bucky's.
Yep.
You know, I told you the beef jerky wall and stuff like that. It's an experience, man. You know what's funny? When I was there, the young lady that when I walked in the store, she was like, yeah, everybody does. Like, you're not out of place because everybody does this. And everybody gets overwhelmed when they go to Bucky's. It's an experience when you go to Bucky's down south. It really, really is.
So did the guy working in the bathroom hear you talking about getting live in there as you were filming?
No, he didn't.
Okay, good.
That's why I was whispering, Kyle. That's why I was whispering because he was out there having conversations. So, he was talking to somebody, so, you know, yeah.
Okay.
All right, we need you to clear something up. I had a theory yesterday. So you posted those videos at, like, 5 a.m., and then you had another one at, like, 9. Like, you're back on the road. Did you sleep in the Bucky's bathroom? Did you sleep in the truck? What went down between, like, the end of the first round of videos and then when you're back on the road?
Well, what happened was I just went in Bucky's, and I got to talking to the lady that was working there, and I was like, you know, I was looking at, like, I didn't show everybody the glory that is Bucky's because they have smoked meats in the back. Like, I'm going to get that the next time because I'm going back to Bucky's before I come home. They have the smoked meats where you could buy a pound of beef jerky costs like $30. They have, like, their own smoked beef jerky. So I didn't even shoot that because I didn't want to be that guy. And they're cooking breakfast sandwiches right there in the middle of the Buc-ee's. They're doing all that. And then they have all the merch. They have all the, like, the stuff that they have. You have to just go to Buc-ee's yourself to see the glory that is Buc-ee's.
Joe, did you notice
you got to go.
He did not answer the question about whether or not he slept in the bathroom.
So you slept in the stall.
No, I did. Okay, Kyle, I didn't sleep in the bathroom.
Okay.
I was just enamored with it. I got back on the road, but I was eating. So I
got
a chance to take, you know, I was eating.
Okay.
Breakfast sandwich.
I got you. All right, so how about what would you like to share with us from your night last night? I know some wings, maybe some wings last night. Magic City wings.
So let me tell you. Can I just tell y'all like the Cliff Notes version? So
yeah,
I'm sitting at my hotel last night, right? So I met somebody, young lady, and she was like, "Hey," and you know how the bar is closing, right?
Ooh.
So she was like, "Hey, you want to go grab a drink?" And I'm like, "Sure, why not?" And she said, "Well, let's go to Magic City." And I was like, "Magic City?" Now, as you know, Magic City is the place where they have the best wings in the city.
Right.
And, like, there's the limit.
That's what they're famous for. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, they're famous for. So we go to the strip club and go get some chicken wings and, you know, grab some drinks. And it was like, wow, you know, they get, like, fully naked here. They're, like, fully naked.
It's a strip club.
Naked, like birthday suit type deal. So yeah, it was the first time I've been there in a while. Yeah.
How was the view?
The wings were awesome though.
How was the view?
It was special. you have to understand. I haven't been to a strip club in like 20 years. So
I feel like it's probably the same.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Just different people.
Right, of course, the people, but the bodies, you know, it's got to be
insane. It was, I'm laughing, right? And she's like, "Why are you laughing?" Because I'm tweeting while we're there. And she's like, "Why are you laughing?"
Oh, we all saw. Yep.
You were getting live.
And I told her, I said, "You have given me content for days." And she's like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "Well, you know my part." And I showed her a picture, Joe. Like, I'm talking about WIP. And going back to Philly, and she's like, "Oh, so you do? This is what you do?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm like me and my partner Joe Dilio, and you know, I'm gonna tell him." I'm giving you all the clip notes.
Yeah.
I'm telling her about Joe and all this other stuff.
This has got to be the first time I've ever been brought up in a strip club.
Well, here's my thing. Here's Hugh doing his thing, right? He's hanging out with the ladies. He's got a nice date night going to the strip club. It's all perfectly aligning. And he's sitting there with his phone showing this woman Joe Gillia. I mean, Hugh.
No, I mean, like, who's this guy?
Did that close the door?
Did it bring the vibe down?
No, this guy was Gillia?
I told her, and she was looking at me like, "I probably won't see her again," because I was telling her about show content for days. I was like, "You have given me show content for days." I said, and she was a Cowboys fan.
Oh.
And I was just like, wow.
Yeah, but maybe you could do something where it did, I don't know how to say this on the air.
You mean, I know what you're trying to say, bro.
Not converter, but can you bone it out of you? Is that the wrong way? Is there a dump button?
There's a dump button.
Okay,
yeah. Allison, I hit that once this hour.
Okay.
Hugh, we had Freddie Mitchell on a few minutes ago. We had to use the dump button on him just to let you know what's going on back here.
He aired out McNabb, as you could expect.
He aired out Donovan, and he used some colorful language, so it was fun.
He always airs out Donovan.
I know.
What do you expect?
Well, that's why we brought him on. I mean, that's exactly what we expected.
that is a relationship that will never be repaired. Like, that's just, it is what it is.
Well, we could tell.
It'll never be repaired.
Just having for 10 minutes, we could tell.
I got one for Hugh at the strip club. Were you more of a wing or a breast guy?
Man, listen.
Everything got quiet. Did you notice that?
It was everyone. It was like being, it's a lot of tattoos, Kyle. It was a lot of tattoos. I'm a tattoo guy. We'll talk when I get back.
Yeah, good.
I can't.
All right.
FCC rules and stuff like that.
Thank you, Hugh.
We'll talk when I get back.
Hugh, it sounds good. Hugh, we appreciate it. We're going to let you go because we got Reed Blankenship sitting down here, Hugh, all right? We got to talk to Reed.
Tell Reed I said what's up, man.
We'll tell Reed you said hi. Hugh Douglas checking in from Atlanta. All right, Hugh, we'll see you on Monday, all right?
All right, have a good one.
All right, don't get in trouble down there. Hugh Douglas.
I'll tell him about the podcast name he had.
Yeah, well, I'll tell him. All right, sitting down with us right now, Reed Blankenship, Eagle safety, on with Joe Gillia and Hunter Brody. Ike Reese comes over. Reed, how are you, man?
I'm great. great.
Reed, how's the course? How'd you play?
Well, the course is great. The weather's perfect. My golf game needs to be worked on.
I think a lot of people probably feel that way. You can't be the only one.
I mean, I'm just out here to have fun.
That's right.
Well,
Reed Blankenship, Eagle Safety, and new podcast, Exciting Mics.
New podcast.
How's it going?
Great.
Yeah.
It's a blast. We had Quinyon on, last episode, and y'all get to see that he's not as quiet as y'all think he is.
Well, we saw at the parade, so we know there's a personality there.
Yep. So, it was great, man. It's going great. Me and Cooper, obviously, I feel like we have that sort of relationship that, we're kind of like stepbrothers in essence. But, it's fun.
All right, off season in books, and now you got the off OTAs and mini camp and looking forward to this season. So what's it like for you now? Like, I remember we talked to you last year in camp, and it was like new coordinator, new everything. And then you guys go out and you dominate and you win the Super Bowl. So what's your feeling? Is it more like comfort year two in Vic Fangio's system? Like what's your mentality heading into season off a Super Bowl?
Yeah, there's a little bit more comfort. Like you said, obviously I think I've been with three or four different coordinators ever since I've been here. This is my fourth year. But having the same staff, having Vic still, I mean, it means the world. People don't realize how much of a difference it can make. And we are already at a level where we're talking about, I don't know, what ifs, in the future. Like, we're not game planning right now, but, me, Cooper, Quinyon, all the guys that was in the system last year, we're kind of talking about what if this happens, because we are already understand the foundations and stuff. And that's, that's what you want. That's where we are right now.
What's it like playing for Vic? Because obviously he's been around forever, but then the whole Miami thing happened recently before he came here, and the locker room was saying certain things. But old school guy, he's not afraid to tell you how it is. But, just curious from your perspective what it's like to play for a man like that.
I've never had a problem with him. I understand how he coaches. I've always been coached like that. I want to be coached hard. And, whatever was said in Miami, that's their locker room. Our locker room is completely different in – I believe, in my opinion, and we got guys that like to be coached and like to be held accountable, and obviously that shows on the field. So, we're a young group, but we understand that if we want to win the big things, we gotta be coached hard. So,
you mentioned you're a young group. What's it like for you? You're like one of the vets now.
I know.
Are you the oldest in secondary?
I think Adoree is.
Okay,
the,
right.
I think he has 2 years on me.
But you're up there, and you're young still.
I'm young.
So did that change the way you go about your business? Because, you had Slay here, you had CJ, GJ, guys that have been around the NFL, especially Slay, for a long time. Is it different for you knowing, like, hey, I'm kind of one of the vets here now?
I mean, a little bit. I understand that I got to take in more of a leadership role, and that's what I've been trying to do. And just learn from Slay, learn from BG, Fletch. I came in with those guys and just seeing how they operate, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and that's kind of how I want to be. They're kind of just open guys. They hold people accountable, but they're also approachable. They're not, mean to anybody regardless of the rank. And that's what I want to keep in that DB room, especially, is just, look, everybody's here for one reason only, that's to have success, and that's to win a Super Bowl, we're having fun with it at the end of the day. So,
what's it like being around Jalen every day? Very interesting personality from the outside looking. I'm a huge fan of what he does, big believer in him and all. But it's obvious that there's something about the way that he leads and the way that the group follows him.
Yeah.
So what is that like on a day-to-day basis?
I mean, he just has that aura about him. You see it all over the place. But just to see it firsthand, it's like, man, this guy knows what he's doing. He knows how to handle his business, and he knows how to lead in a different way. And, we follow him. I know if one's out there, we got all the confidence in the world, so.
Reed, what was it like? Let's go back to the Super Bowl. What was it like to do that to that team? I mean, you guys kicked their ass. I'll say it. You kicked the Chiefs' ass. What was it like to be part of it? And was there a moment in that game where you're like, man, we're dominating this football game?
Well, me personally, I'm never the type of guy that says it's over when we got like 3 or 4 minutes left. So, I'm still a nervous wreck. It's my second Super Bowl, but my first one starting, and I'm like, dude, this thing ain't over until that something said, it's over.
Right.
The clock strikes zero. But I don't know. I mean, just how dominant we were. I mean, there was times I slipped in the mindset, I'm like, man, this was a lot easier than expected, But it's not about that. It's just the confidence we had as a group, man. I'm telling you. The week before we even went down, we were like, it's just something about it, man. We're just rolling, like, everything's firing, like, we're feeling confident. I know Zach Bond, like, dude was on fire ever since Brazil, and he's playing confident, allows me to play confident, and everybody's firing on everything, on all cylinders. And when you have that sort of mentality, it's kind of hard to be stopped. So
you could feel it, though. Even in the city, we could feel that you guys were entering that game that way. And it's interesting you bring up your first crack at it in the Super Bowl. What type of experiences did you learn in that first go-around? Oh. You know, it's a lot, the media day and this and that. I mean, what was your experience like the first time and how that helped you really get into the right mode and mindset for your second run?
Yeah, you know, as a rookie coming in, you have all these cameras and – you know, you get to the game, especially, like, you have this long week of media. Like, it's media, media, media. You have maybe a day or two where it's just football. You know, it's just normal. And it's not even really normal. And then you get to the game, and it's all – you see all the celebrities, and you see everything, every player, and you're like, man, I'm pretty – like, we're the only team that's going to – everybody's going to be watching, like, worldwide, you know. And it's a lot of – it's nerve-wracking, but – you know, my second time there is like just block out everything else. It's all overrated. We're here for one thing and one thing only, and that's just to play this game. And that was a lot of people's mindset. You could kind of tell we were more comfortable than we probably were in 22. But, you know, like I said, man, we were confident going into that.
Can't let you go without bringing this up. The usual co-host on the show, Hugh Douglas. You might be familiar. He's an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Big fan of you and Cooper.
Yep.
The podcast, Exciting Mikes. Now, it's named after Exciting Whites, which is your nickname. You know, he accidentally referred to you guys as the casual whites, which is a washing machine setting.
Yeah. We were talking about the defense the other day, and, like, the whole defense came up, and he's like, and, you know, you got the casual whites. And we're like, wait, that's
– oh, my gosh.
Any thought to running with that, or you think you're going to stick with exciting whites?
I think exciting whites is a lot better.
It stands out more than casual whites. Yeah.
You don't want to be casual on the football field.
Not really. That means we're not doing our job.
I'm glad. Right. We had to tell you. We couldn't let you go without telling us.
That's hilarious.
Especially because he's not here today, so we can laugh at him. Reed, listen, man, we appreciate you sitting down. Enjoy the rest of the summer in a minicamp next week, but enjoy your summer, and I'm sure we'll see you at training camp.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
There he goes. Reed Blankenship, Eagles safety with us. All right, on the other side, your phone calls, 215-592-9490 for Midday Show live from Ron Jaworski's Golf Outing on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.